In case you missed it, a version of article was originally published by Thorold today on February 6th. That might have been the quickest budget deliberation in Thorold history. Yesterday evening, it only took an hour and a half for Thorold City Council to approve the 2025 city budget, with a tax levy increase of 5.18%, equivalent to an increase of approximately $89 for the average home valued at $278,000. As Thorold Today reported, the city initially projected a 4.99% tax hike, but last night, after a plea for funds from the Thorold Public Library, that number was adjusted to 5.18%. "We are struggling to meet the demands for service," said Thorold Public Library's chief librarian, Joanne de Quadros. "An increase in population and an increased demand for service, high student population, as well as our partnerships, have brought more traffic to our doors and more requests for our services throughout our community." De Quadros highlighted that Thorold has the lowest funded library in the region, at $16 below the average per patron. "We have always done well with less," she said. "Unfortunately, we are living in a time where that's simply not possible. We face inflationary pressures such as increased staffing costs, service and facility costs, such as repairs and maintenance, utilities, etc." The draft of the 2025 city budget included a $16,112 funding increase for the library, but De Quadros asked for an operational increase of $57,400 and an extra $10,000 in capital expenses. De Quadros stressed that the extra money would not go towards upgrades, but would help the library keep up with inflation and the current cost of living, and her request did not fall on deaf ears. "To be in the lowest funded capita is embarrassing," said Councillor Mike DeDivitis. "We have an obligation to our citizens to improve our library because we're growing." Other councillors agreed and a budget increase for the library was quickly approved, bringing the tax levy increase to 5.18%. Another item that councillors brought forward during yesterday's deliberations were upgrades for Battle of Beaverdams Park. "The park use has been growing substantially year after year," said Councillor Tim O'Hare. "In order to operate it smoothly, we've been struggling terribly with electrical, with lighting, even having decent concrete pads for our vendors." Once again, other councillors agreed. "This should have been done when we did the $2 million expansion," said Councillor Jim Handley. "I was critical of the work that was done at the time. I didn't feel like we were getting a good buck for the amount that we spent." And thus, council earmarked $121,000 from the municipal land and building reserves for additional tree and flag pole lighting, a new park sign, additional hydro and concrete pads for events. Lastly, councillors asked City Hall staff for an update on the turf fields in the city. Manager of Engineering Sean Dunsmore explained that the city is close to hiring a firm to design the planned turf field in Rolling Meadows. "When it comes to the turf field that the DSBN wants to build in McMillan Park, the city is waiting on feedback from the school board." After that, there were no more items councillors wanted to bring forward and they voted to approve the budget with a 5.18% tax increase. Only councillors Carmen Darris and Henry D'Angela voted against the budget. Earlier in the evening, D'Angela voiced his intent to bring the tax increase down, to mitigate the damage of the 9.6% tax hike that the region has already approved. "If the region comes back with another 10% tax increase next year, it's going to be a really bad year for people that live in the region here," he said. "I'm trying to mitigate some damage here that they have done to our citizens in Thorold." But other councillors did not see any avenues to cut down the budget. The approved city budget for major infrastructure projects includes a reconstruction of Sullivan Avenue, Claremont Avenue from Ormond Street to Pine Street, a training facility at Fire Station 4, the Thorold Museum and Cultural Center, and enhancements to Battle of Beaverdams Park. The major projects that are carried forward from last year are the reconstruction of St. David's Road Phase 2, Townline Road, from Foley Crescent to Ormond Street, Decu Road from Ivy Crescent to Richmond Street, the new mausoleum at the cemetery and Rolling Meadows Park. "This budget will continue to drive our city's progress, ensuring the delivery of vital infrastructure and services to support both our residents and businesses, said Mayor Terry Ugolini, in a written statement. Correction, Councillor Carmen Darris also voted against the budget.